Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Hi, DZ.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We have so many little victories. I don't know how we can start the show without him. I'm sorry. Let's go.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Okay, so where were we? Little victories, because we have so many, DZ, and they're all yours, and I'm so excited for you today. It's a big day in the studio.
You get to share one, Ali.
Just one. Can I share the one even though I didn't give birth to him?
Whichever one you want.
Even though he's your kid, you and Aaron.
Take it.
Happy birthday, Sammy! I stole your thunder from your own child. Happy fourth birthday to your son.
Listen, I mean, I don't know how we got here. It's one of those things where we tried not to blink, and we somehow still flash forwarded here.
Uh-huh.
4 years ago, 2021.
Danny didn't even exist.
Not even a thought.
Not even a thought. Not you even had a 1.5-year-old maybe?
Like, no, I mean,
when we started,
yeah, I was gonna say, about.
It's crazy.
And here we go.
Crazy.
Here we are. Now he's about to start school coming up this next year.
He comes in with his little backpack on, looking all cute, like he's a little student.
He's 2.5 weeks into Taekwondo.
Oh,
he's smarter than ever. He loves it and is also the class clown. So that's another issue for another day, which we'll address when it's not his birthday. But okay, we're gonna give him shine right now because I don't know, man. I really I already been looking at pictures this morning, and I didn't make it through much of the beginning without starting to choke up. So,
really?
Yeah. I didn't think I was gonna do it, and here I was going, oh my goodness, wow.
I have a 4-year-old.
Wow.
Oh, and that's not even the number one little victory you have today. That's not even the biggest little victory.
Emotionally, it is. Honestly, emotionally,
fair enough.
It is. Fair enough. But there's so many more. Because yesterday at PT,
mm-hmm.
I got some good news.
What?
You want me to tell you now?
No. You know me. I don't like to tell anybody anything. You're going to have to hold on. But I'm very excited because this affects everybody's life, including our listeners.
This is everybody's little victory.
This is a big, big deal. I cannot wait to hear the big news from the doctor this morning.
Got you.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so we were talking about how your son is turning 4 today.
It turns.
Turns.
Turned 4 today. So, we got a 4-year-old.
Happy birthday, Samuel.
Samuel J.
I said to him yesterday at DZ, I said, how do I spell Sammy when I spell it Sammy? Is it an I or a Y? How do you make these decisions? How do you know?
Yeah.
How did you decide? You just... It's the I.
I mean,
or whatever. Aaron said whatever I feel like.
It honestly doesn't matter. We spell it S A M I. We spell it S A M M Y.
So one M.
1M, 2Ms.
Got it.
Yeah, no.
Just checking for when I write Sammy, not that he can read and cares.
It's more or less, think about it like this. In Spanish, you're usually going to write S-A-M-I.
Okay, that noted. That makes sense.
In English, you're more likely going to put
S-A-M-M-I.
I or Y.
Sure.
I don't know why English tends to add letters. Like my name, Daniel. Mm-hmm. You know, and you call me Danny. You know, most people call me Danny. My family calls me Danny. D-A-N-I. D-A-N-Y. Mm. We don't add unnecessary letters.
Right.
We don't D-A-N-N-Y.
Yeah.
Why?
I never thought about it. It's like how you say mommy in Spanish would be M-I, right? I'm thinking M-O-M-M-Y in English.
Right.
Because Spanish is your first language, correct. DZ, for those that don't know. You're Colombian.
Wepa.
So I'm like, oh, I never. It is true with the changes.
Mm-hmm. So you just shorten the letters and add whichever one gives it that accentuation point, basically.
And you're a Daniel.
Yeah.
But everybody calls you Dan if they don't call you DZ.
Which I don't like Dan.
You prefer Daniel.
If everybody's going to call me by my first government, which do not. Daniel for sure.
Daniel.
Yeah, because like I said, my family calls me Danny, hence our youngest. We call him Danison, Danny's son.
Yeah.
Because my family calls me Danny.
Well, let's talk how you spell your names and what people actually call you versus your birth name.
Yeah.
Because I know there's a lot of people who get called by their birth name. Like Aaron, we call her Aaron.
Yeah, boy.
You know what I'm saying? But
well,
think about all the spins. Think about all the spins on names. Like, I'm an Allison.
You're an Allison.
Yet people do not spell Allie the way it should be spelled, which is A-L-L-I, because I'm two L's and an I. If you shorten my name, it should be A-L-L-I. But nobody spells it that way. It's A-L-L-E-Y, because...
Like
some weirdo when I started in radio 100 years ago spelled it funny, and I was like, that's not my name. That's not my name. But I was like, fine, okay.
They call me Al.
They call me everything but the way you spelled it.
They say misspelling it.
That's not my name.
What's your name? What is your name for real, and what do you get called?
Yeah, or how do you even spell it? Because it's totally spelled differently when it comes to yours. Hi, Kiss FM, who's this?
Carl in an Indy.
Oh, snap.
Carl, what do they call you for short?
Sea Dog.
Oh, we got to do the Buenos Dias.
Buenos Dias.
Buenos Dias. Sorry, Carl.
My bad, we needed to do that.
Hey. Hi, Carl. How are you?
Sea Dog, talk to us.
They call you Carl, don't they? They don't spell it differently. What would you call anyone named Carl besides Sea Dog?
Well, Carl would be like Carl, like with a K or a C.
That's how they screw you.
They mess you up.
Now it's hitting me.
But my last name is interesting. My last name is Hoyer, but it's some people call me Hewer. Hoyer. Hewer.
Because the way it's
spelled. Like the brand, like the watch, brand Hoyer, tag Hoyer.
Got it. Because of spelling.
And nobody gets it right. And this is like, I get the K and the C. Carrie, Cassandra, Carl. I'm always like, C or K. Christina,
yep.
C or K.
Yep.
So many. I mean, I always have to ask.
Yeah.
It's the first letter for me with yours, Carl.
There's only a few letters where you're like, it's got the same sound as another letter. What is it?
Yeah. All right. What do they call you? What's your actual name? How do you spell it?
We're talking names.
I mean, we are so far deep with names this morning because it is Sam Wells' fourth birthday today. Your four-year-old.
Young samurai.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Happy birthday!
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we started talking about how your son, Sammy, is four today. Happy birthday, Sammy!
Happy birthday, Samuel!
Ooh, eat all the cake, my guy.
Whoa.
He can hear me, I know.
Hold on.
You don't like me saying that when he can hear, do you?
Hey, te puedes comer un pedazo de pastel, Samuel. Un pedazo. One piece, my boy.
One piece till Auntie Allie shows up. And then many pieces, but no, we were talking about like what people shorten your name to, how they spell it, why they choose to spell it certain ways. Because Sammy, you spell with one M and an I, and I'm always spelling it two M's and a Y.
Which is how most people do spell it.
It's got to be the language thing, the way we do language.
That's
between
what I feel.
Spanish and English.
It's at least how I feel about it, but I could be wrong. I mean, I'm only one-sidedly biased.
True. Well, you're a Daniel.
Yeah.
People call you Dan or DZ. I'm an Allie. Nobody spells it right. They spell it A-L-L-E-Y. So if you can't find me on social media, that's why. Because it's spelled like the damn... Back alley.
Like the streets. alleyway.
Like my, I was about to make some really inappropriate jokes. Okay,
no.
Let's go to Sue this morning in Milwaukee. I mean, Susan. Susan. How Susan. Dare I shorten your name? Hi, Susan.
I was gonna say Sue what it do, but Susan, how's it doozy?
Yeah, and that's it. That is exactly it. As soon as I was old enough to be actually able to write my full name as Susan.
That's what you
that
do.
Has been my name, and people constantly feel that they have the right to shorten it to Sue.
Why do they take that power on your name?
I just did it.
I don't like Dan.
I just did it to her.
One time in seventh grade, some teacher went, I'm going to call you Dan, and then here we are, 25 right. years later.
Exactly, and that's the thing. It's like, okay, Allie is two syllables. People have no problem saying Allie, it's two syllables, but for some reason, Susan is too long.
Oh, my God. It's so funny what you're saying because I totally get it. She's like, how come you could say Ali, but Susan is too much for you?
How is that too much?
Exactly.
It's actually really funny what you're saying. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And my thing, I'm like, okay. I have people that I've known for years that will still call me Susie Q or something like that. Fine. I don't have a problem with that. But for you to take the liberty to call me Sue, especially when I've introduced myself or signed an email as Susan, and you're going to turn around and address me as Sue, you might as well call me Karen. Because Sue is not my name.
And Karen's what you're about to get.
Oh my gosh. If we didn't fire people up, the one question I never knew would get people this fired up is what do people call you versus what is your name? But oh boy, did we start something today, DZ.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
And you know, it's like, yes, I'll sometimes people who, you know, read it too quickly and they'll say Suzanne or whatever.
Oh, Susanna.
You know, it doesn't bother me all that much. But when I specifically introduce myself as Susan. Or I sign an email as Susan, and you take the liberties of calling me Sue,
That's essentially what I did. So I want to crawl into a hole right now. I go, hey, Sue.
We apologize, Susan. Susan.
I had a boss years ago who actually made a sign for my office that said, Susan, not Sue.
Oh!
That's a good boss right there. That's a good boss.
I love that. Well, you know, my sister's a Jenny, and people think she's never been a Jennifer. It is J-E-N-N-Y, period. There is no Jennifer to her name.
Yep.
And people call her Jennifer, and Jenny's like, that's not my name, and my name's not Jen either. Yep. See, okay, Susan, I almost said Sue.
No.
Susan, I've learned my lesson. Goodbye.
We see you. We respect you.
To me, Sue was always a middle-aged, bitchy soccer mom who drove a minivan.
It is, like Karen.
I'm Gen X, and so all the Sues I knew, that's what they were like, and I'm like, I'm not
no
that.
No association. Well,
at least you know who you are, Sue. Susan!
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so she married a child. That's the problem today on What Would DZ Do, and I'm sure that's relatable as hell.
Kinda, yeah.
No offense, dudes. Actually, total offense.
Hey, take offense if you want to, fellas.
So she married a child and she needs advice. Mm-hmm. You can always text or call to 414-533-1037. What's the problem? Oh, and I'll get into our text as soon as our IT guy gets here.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
I mean, I got access to the
text. He knows what
But the point is,
waiting on it, Ed.
Get here.
Okay, go ahead.
Meanwhile, let's get there. It says, my husband and I have been married for just over 2 years.
Okay.
We're in our late 20s. We met in college and dated our last semester of school. He's a really sweet man and takes care of me in our home. But to put it nicely, he's still a bit childish. What I mean by that is he farts anytime, anywhere. And even though he excuses himself.
He's just a jerk.
And even though he excuses himself, he never cares where he is.
He's Hudson.
We can be asleep in bed. He will fart on me.
Oh, God.
As much as I love him, this boy stinks. His reason is that it's just gas. Everyone has it, which I can't argue with. But the last thing I need is an army of his kids running around farting everywhere we go. How do I get my husband to stop thinking it's okay to let it rip anywhere he is?
And you can start to get in trouble in school for some of that stuff. Well, you're not in trouble, but they'll consider it rude or inappropriate.
Outburst.
Disrespectful if you're like, you
interruptions.
Know, not trying to, if you just don't care.
Because farts are funny.
To you, they're disgusting. I hate farts. I don't want anything to do with them. It's amazing I can even say the word.
She wants a funny name, too. She says, give me a fun name.
I grew up where we didn't talk about it. It was inappropriate. We would get in trouble if we didn't say excuse me, if we burped. I mean, like super manners, like lots of manners when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it was not appropriate. Like if you did it, you just didn't say a word. And I'd be like, Mom! You would just do it and not say anything. And I'm like, no.
You didn't grow up like where as long as you weren't in public, like if you were home,
like if home,
you were in the car,
it, yeah.
Yeah, like if you were with family, you could pass gas.
Yeah, it wouldn't be, but it was more
But if you're at church.
To talk about it, though, was like, no. We did not discuss it. You didn't talk about, going to the bathroom like that. And it grossed me out. So when I got to college and all the girls were super like, I gotta poop. And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna throw up.
You guys
are disgusting. So after living with girls like that in college with Midwest girls.
At that.
And you know what I'm talking about.
At that.
Once I got warm, after a few years, I went, I guess it's okay to talk about going to the bathroom. But I was in relationships for years. I had a boyfriend in my 20s who bought me that book called Everybody Poops because I wouldn't talk about it.
And
he's like, I have
poops?
To get you a book because we have to talk. I'm like, nope, I don't do it.
It's one thing. Girls don't poop. No.
That's why when you tell me this, I cringe because I'm like, this guy's going everywhere. I hate
everywhere.
This guy.
He. This man don't mind. He will let a poot out. He will fart.
He will poot out.
he can be on the links. He can be grabbing drinks. He don't care what you think. He's going to let it rip. He's going to fart wherever he may stand. And as funny as that might be, I can see how that is taken as disrespect. I grew up not similar, but in the same way, in the same vein as if you're with family, if you're at home, if you're in the sanctity of your own space, fart, let it rip.
Yeah.
Ew, you're going to get ribbed on. It's good. People are going to laugh, whatever. But if you're out in public, no way. If you're in front of people, no how. You better go excuse yourself. Allie, do I or do I not? If I got to, I'll step up out of this studio and go fart outside.
And I appreciate you for that you do that for me, because you do. Every man I've ever worked with, that's the only thing they've respected. Not you. I mean, you respect more, but they would always leave themselves because I was so freaked out and grossed out by it. That's the only thing they've done right in the studio over the years. So thank you, DZ.
And having boys, right? We both have boys.
And they think it's hysterical.
Hilarious.
So that made me desensitized to the whole discussion as well, because they think it's so funny. And we were in the car with my dad once, and my dad started giggling, and my mom and I were like, ugh.
Come on.
And I realized when I saw my old dad laughing, they're just funny to dudes.
It's just funny to dudes. Farts are never not going to be funny.
Yeah.
But the problem is, it can stop being funny when it's happening on you.
Yeah.
On you.
It's disgusting.
Listen.
That's a turn off.
I've made the mistake. I'll out myself right now.
Yeah.
I've made the mistake of accidentally, in my sleep, letting one rip on Aaron,
everybody
too.
Does.
You know,
in
you
your
just...
In sleep, you can't control it.
But this guy's just letting it go, so he really ain't controlling it, no matter what.
Mm-mm.
I think you really want my sanest advice?
I don't know, because I don't know how sane it's going to be.
Well, I'll tell you now. I'll tell you next with everybody
tell
else.
Tell me now.
All right.
No. Oh, yeah. Tell me now.
You got to fart on him back.
Oh, come on. Never mind. I'm sorry.
You
got to
fart on him back. You got to give him a dose of his own medicine.
533-1037. You are unbelievable.
Give it a chance.
No.
Fine, then somebody else. Help.
Okay, she married a child. He likes to toot on her all the time.
Tootin' Tammy.
Tootin' Tammy.
She wanted a name.
No, Tootin' Tom.
Tootin' Tom.
Tootin' Tammy's sick of Tootin' Tom.
Let's go.
All right.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem is you married a child. That's the problem.
Yeah, what's it, what we call them? Tom and Tammy Toots.
Tom and Tammy Toots.
The Tooters. The Toots family.
So the Toots family. So basically, she married a child. He's really inappropriate in her eyes. He talks about, gas and going to the bathroom and farting and tooting and thinks it's hysterical.
He'll toot wherever Tom is standing, he's letting the toot rip. crib. Mm-hmm. And she's going, come on, this man's gotten to the point where he's farting on me. My advice is fart back. Fart on that man back. Listen, y'all got silent but deadlies. Y'all be letting some crazy ones rip. I'm just saying.
Well, that's your opinion. Let's go to the OGs. She's up at Timmerman Airport in Brown Deer. Hey, Lori.
Morning.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's her. Oh, I got to turn the phone on. I got too much happening right now. Hi, Lori.
Hello, hello.
Buenos dias. What up?
So you heard the What Would DZ Do? She married a child. What was Tootin' Tom?
Tom and Tammy, the Tooters.
Tammy.
Primero, feliz cumpleaños a tu hijo.
Aw, thank you, OG Lori. Happy birthday to my
welcome.
Son, she says.
Yeah, Sammy is four today.
So first things first.
Mm-hmm. And second thing, I'm going to rename her Uptight Ursula, because...
Wait, she named her Uptight Ursula?
That's what? Right, because you know what? Passing gas is natural. Everybody does it.
True.
Stinks. But you know what? People literally can hurt themselves by doing that. The same as if you're holding back a sneeze.
True.
You know, we're all human beings. We all do it. And you know what? Even though I'm female, I find it funny, too. I love when you see an old man walking in the store, and as he's walking, he's tooting. You know?
Like... Tell me you don't see the fart pranks on in videos when people are walking in public and playing a fart machine or something.
I find it funny,
and it's natural. People need to get over this.
It is natural.
You know, this is so 1950s housewife that, oh, it's taboo, don't do that.
OG Laurie. It's funny until we're standing in an elevator and my man's Tom lets one go and we're traveling to the 15th floor and we're only on
the
2nd.
I'll tell you what. My daughter needed to use the bathroom when she was 8 years old. She was out with my brother at a Payless shoe store. She shut that store down.
I loved Payless. Oh, jeez.
She shut it down.
Dang.
Everybody
literally, the employees walked out the store because... Okay. She stunk it up so bad.
Well, hold on. Then we need to talk about something. Because somebody texted in and said, how did it go with the washer and dryer yesterday, Allie? Actually, you guys, when they delivered it, my neighbor was there. He told me that one of the guys blew up my bathroom.
No.
You want to talk about bathroom?
No.
And I said, on the basement or the main floor? He goes, main floor. I said, that's it. I'm coming for this guy.
Okay. Okay, that's different.
You want to tell me everybody does it. It's natural. Yeah, until he's in my house.
Listen,
pooping.
Farts are
lighten it up.
Farts are one thing.
Unbelievable.
Dropping a deuce, that's another.
Oh, it's different.
It's way different. One lingers, the other one doesn't.
They both linger, in my opinion.
Different.
So you put some poopery in your bathroom and call it a day.
Bye, Lori.
Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so she wrote in, and she wants to know what to do because she says she married a child and he won't stop farting everywhere.
OG Lori says stop being a 1950s housewife.
Is that your mic?
Yeah. Whoa. What?
That was weird.
That was weird.
It's like your mic just stopped working. Am I crazy?
I turned my mic off.
I did too. Say something again.
She says stop being a whoa.
You know, your mic not working when you can't move because you're on crutches is not very helpful
right now. Anyway.
Wow.
Lori says stop being a 1950s housewife.
I don't even know what's going on. Hold on, everybody. We're going to fix your mic and come back.
Yep.
That's weird. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, try it. Hi.
Check. It still sounds
It's weird. Not working. Ed, listen, our IT guy's in here.
He's in here live.
Our IT guy's in here.
That's just our ears because people are trying to text and say that it sounds fine.
It doesn't.
The mic is not working correctly.
It's not sounding correct to me. 414-533-1037. The good news is Ed, our IT guy's in here bright and early because he's a good IT guy. And it's just, I don't know what's going on.
I'm about to give up.
No, you guys switch mics. Oh shoot!
I almost cussed on the air.
Oops! Dumb button.
Hold on, we'll be right back. You know what? We gotta play a song. We're gonna fix this.
Does this one work?
Well, I should turn it on. Go ahead, talk now.
This one better work.
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. I'll just slide the couch
Two's
over.
Two's down now. All right, we got you on a different mic for a second. All right, we're gonna talk. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Ed hates us. Ed, we love you.
No, Ed hates this. Ed, not us, this. Ed hates the equipment. Ed hates the moment.
The
not
IT
us.
Guy, yeah. Poor, and of course, it always happens right before Am I the Jerk when we got the biggest segment and tickets to give away. Oh, of course.
It's never when we're just chilling. Slow is when we're active. Estamos activos. But thankfully, Ed is here. Shout out our IT guy.
Yeah. And now you have a mic that works. Yep. You're just laying across the room really weird, but we've got it.
It's okay.
It's fine. So today is a big day in your household, DZ.
Today is a big day in our household,
Allie. A very big day because you have a birthday.
And it's not mine.
It's not. Somebody turned.
Quattro!
Happy birthday, little Sammy.
We got a four-year-old in our house.
That's crazy. Like, goodness. When I see Sammy come in here with his little backpack on, it is the cutest thing I've ever seen. And because he was just a little baby when we started doing mornings together.
There's something about the fact that he left a car here yesterday. And it's got what number on it? The number
five.
It's like a little foreshadow into his next year. He was like, just so you know, man, I'm in my fourth year going on fifth. I'm going to put this car here. Because he's obsessed with cars right now.
Yeah.
And
it's a big thing at that age.
Everything this little boy is doing is just... Yeah. Progressing so fast, taking leaps and bounds. You know, they say you blink and it's over.
Yeah.
You know, you blink and you might miss it. I don't feel like I've missed too much lately. And goodness gracious,
you've been home a lot.
It's still passing by very fast.
Yeah,
very fast.
It's scary how quick it goes.
Yeah.
When I was talking to, even though this is about your 4 year old and his birthday, I was talking to my sister this weekend. I said, "Oh, Hudson will graduate in 2032." Which means Owen's going to graduate in, what, 2030?
Mm-hmm.
And so then I started crying because that's not that far away.
You don't need to do that, man.
I got really upset and I was like, hold on.
Hold on.
We're not even in high school and now I'm crying.
This was not the plan.
It goes so quick. So quick.
So have you blinked yet?
I'm trying not to. I'm keeping my eyes really big right now.
It's currently a staring contest with our kids because it is passing so fast and you really never want to miss it and you still feel like you miss so much. Because they grow so quick. And the fact that we've got two, right? With young Danny really not far behind.
Yeah.
Being 18, 19 months, whatever he is now. He's already trying to keep up.
Yeah.
So the fact that we've got two little ones.
Him.
And the four-year-old is really into this. He's four going on 14. Let's just say that. But it's beautiful.
He's so cute.
You know, and it's, being a parent, you're never going to be ready for it.
No, you're never. Remember, you're like, oh, wait till I'm ready to have kids. You're never ready. You're never ready. You're never ready for anything in life. You just figure it out and you pretend like you know what you're doing. That's what we all do. We're all swinging by the seat of our pants going, yeah, we know what we're doing.
Yep.
No, I don't.
No, we don't.
I don't know how to be an adult. You're lucky I bought a washer and dryer this weekend. I was scared bleepless. I didn't know what I was doing. But guess what? I acted like I did.
We did.
Because you got to grow up.
And that's parenting. Figuring out. Yeah. Our parents really didn't know it or got it like
they had
that.
No clue.
You know, they were figuring it out along the way.
But they pretended like it until we trusted them. Sometimes.
Most of the time. And
sometimes.
When they did know, it really showed. So it was nice.
Yeah. But this is why you have to be like 30 to appreciate your parents.
Yeah. And I mean, parent, you're never, you could say you're ready for it, but until you're going through it, you have no clue what's going on.
Well, I'm excited that Sammy is four today. Happy birthday, Samuel.
Happy birthday, little Samurai,
as you call him. And I'm also excited because after Am I the Jerk in a second, we are going to get a big update. There was a huge update in your life yesterday.
Very big.
Changing everyone's life, including mine.
Yeah.
I'm actually very excited for me.
Yeah. For everybody.
For you too, but for us, DZ. It's about us.
Milwaukee better be ready.
Milwaukee, it's happening. And we're going to tell you about it after Am I the Jerk. It's very exciting.
Not a drill at all. But it feels good, don't it?
Yes, Ed! Ed is our guy!
Ed is the best IT guy in the world!
Ed, you fixed DZ's mic. You are our hero. Oh, you can have the third mic. Give Ed the third mic.
How you make me sound even sexier,
you can pull that back, Ed, and say, well, thank you, Ed. We just want to say thank you. I'm sorry for the stress.
You're welcome.
Is it stressful that we're in the middle of a show and we kind of do this SOS Mayday to you?
Only slightly. Before, when I was coming in at 9 a.m. and you guys call me at around 7 and I'm just getting out of bed, that's stressful because I don't even have time to think. I just wake up and I have to be in work mode.
Right.
It's terrible.
So now you came in at 7 and we still get you at the door.
Yeah, but stress level's reduced, so it's all good.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, that is important for work culture because we're going to have a survey again soon from Hard Pants and he's going to want to know how you like the place.
You just earned yourself some points from us, okay?
Yes, I will. Get the Odyssey Stanley Cup.
I'm giving you some Odyssey awards. Or rewards, I mean. Whatever they're called. Okay, thank you, Ed. We appreciate you, our IT guy.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. M-I, the jerk.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk involves telling your friends they can't bring their family on the girls' vacation, but let me explain.
You gotta explain.
I know that sounds wild, but no, really. She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling a friend she cannot bring her family on the girls' trip. Hear me out. It's a Disney trip. So now it's going to make a lot more sense when I explain this. She says, please keep me anonymous, obviously. I'm turning 30 this November, and a group of my girlfriends said they'd be interested in doing a trip to Disney with me for my birthday.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's challenging to get together throughout the year, let alone travel, so I was beyond excited to hear they were all willing to go. We've never done a girls' trip before, and it would be a dream way to celebrate.
30 at Disney? Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, there's
Disney. If you're a Disney adult,
go, good for you.
Says one of my best friends of the group let me know that she happened to want to travel to Disney with her mom and husband around that same time.
Okay.
So she asked if she could get a separate Airbnb with them and meet up with us.
So you want to do your own
trip
at the same time.
Yep, she's double booking. She said, and this, and then she continues on in the submission. She said, I really enjoy her mom and husband, but my own husband wouldn't even go with. I just envisioned this trip to be one for the girls.
Right.
Where I could be my fullest self with the people I'm closest with. Am I the jerk if I tell her no?
Mm.
Now, I appreciate you sitting this in. This is relatable. This is a good one because I understand why she wants to bring her family.
True.
Disney's expensive. It's at costs a lot of money. And now you're going to the one place you want to take your kids without your kids. That sucks. However, this ain't for you, girl.
Well, and the thing is,
this is not your trip. This is not your family trip.
And it's also not kids, though.
No, it's girls.
I was thinking it was going to be kids. Oh, I want to bring my kids on the trip. No, she said my mom and my husband, which happen to be adults, too.
Yeah.
So you're not even asking to bring children for on the trip to Disney. You're just bringing more Disney adults.
Well, and this is not a give me your advice segment, because if it was, I would say just back it up to the girls' trip and do it on the back end.
But she's
trying to save money, and she's trying to do it at the same time. So I actually am with who wrote in. We haven't named. We need to give her a name. Mm. She does not want her friend bringing the family on the girls' trip, and she wants to tell her no. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for telling you cannot bring your all these people to Disney and stay in a separate Airbnb. It's a girls' trip.
Disney
You're
Diana?
Messing up the mode. Disney Diana. Sure. That'll work.
Because think about it, bro. If you've got children, that changes the outcome. Because then you're going, okay, you want to bring the baby. Sure, that's cute.
Yep.
Get the separate B&B. You could do your trip. Advice, whatever. Then, no, you can't say, no, don't bring the kids to Disney. It's meant for children.
Exactly.
But it's adults. You can't stop grown folks from doing nothing either.
You screwed yourself by going to a kid place for your adult party.
If they want to come and go to Disney at the same time, you can't stop them.
Nope.
Now what becomes weird is if she's going to spend time with them over spending time with you for your trip, because it is your trip at the end of the day.
It is. Well, and I understand when you make plans with certain people and they then invite other people. I get mad sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I appreciate it, and I'm like, yeah, the more the merrier.
This
but sometimes I'm like, you know, this was not what I envisioned.
No.
This was a girls' trip. This was not bring your husband and your mom and kids and put them on this. You're never going to see her.
You're never going to see her.
No.
At all. She's now going to be on a trip with them, and then you go meet up for lunch maybe at one ride or two. Because it's now a family
I'm getting
trip.
Mad again. I'm getting lost in the advice part. Okay, no, I say not the jerk then for saying you cannot. I'd be so mad, though, if I can take my kids to Disney.
How old are these kids? Does it even say?
I
don't even remember kids. I just remember her saying mom and husband.
She said one of my best friends, she wanted to travel to. Oh, you're right. It is just, I thought
they're only adults in this scenario.
You're
There's no
so
kids.
Right.
She's just adding more Disney
Dang.
Adults. There's no babies involved. If there was babies, you're jerky. You're jerky.
Even worse.
Even worse.
Even worse, jerky.
But then you can't stop an adult from going to Disney if they want to plan their own trip and go at the same time. You can't stop that. It becomes a jerk when she then ditches you for them.
Bella says, you to jerk. The friend said, meet up, correct? Who are you to tell adult people they can't go? Well, you can't tell them that, but you can say you're ruining the girls' trip by bringing your husband and mom.
A little.
Angel from Racine said, I don't think she's the jerk, because honey, this is how it's, because honey, if my daughter wanted me to go on a trip, baby, I'm going, bags packed up.
Listen, if my child says, I want you to come on this trip with me, I'm going on the trip with my kid.
No fam pam.
Regardless of no fam pam.
Selfish Susan. Just call her Cinderella.
I don't really want to answer because the reality is it's a little jerky.
This is hard.
It's a little jerky to, as an adult, say, no, you can't come to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to get their own B&B, bet.
Yeah.
I still think the friend should stay with her and the girls, though, mm-hmm. because it is a girl's trip. You shouldn't ditch them
100%.
And stay at the B&B. If your husband and mom want to get a B&B together and you go see them, bet. But you got to stay at the B&B. Again, this isn't for advice. I'm thinking jerk.
No.
You can't stop an adult from
not
going to
the jerk.
The
Don't
same
bring
thing
your
Bella
family
said.
On my girls' trip. Don't bring the no fam pam.
I don't want to answer genuinely.
It's a hard one. All right, 414-533-1037. Do you think Disney Diana is a jerk for telling her friend she cannot bring her husband and mom on the girls trip on a separate Airbnb because they're going to Disney for her 30th?
Think about it like this. She's not joining the girls trip. She's not ruining the girls trip.
Yes,
they're not
is.
Staying at the B&B
nope,
with
she's
you.
She's killing
they're,
the vibe.
They're getting their own B&B. They're just going to be there at the same time.
Exactly, and you're going to be thinking about that the whole time. They're killing the vibe, I'm telling you. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The jerk.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Disney Diana wants to know if she's the jerk because she's having a girls trip. She's so excited for her 30th birthday and they're going to Disney. And then one of her friends said, you don't mind if I just bring my husband and mom? We're going to go at the same time anyway. If they just stay in an extra Airbnb on the side, you don't mind, do you?
Can I double dip my trip?
Did your mic just go again?
No.
This is unbelievable. Why is this happening to us? Oh, Ed's going to be so upset. Our IT guy's going to have to come back in here. Okay, I'm just going to go to the phones while we switch the mics. Unbelievable. Okay. Oh, geez. Robin is in West Bend. Hi, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're witnessing real live problems happening on the air as they happen.
It's a real thing.
We are live on the air and these things happen. All right. So, Robin, you heard the dilemma. She wants to know if she's the jerk if she tells them they cannot come on the girls' trip. So what do you think? Is she the jerk or not?
Not the jerk.
Oh,
Okay.
Wait, I should turn that mic on if you're going to talk.
I mean, that would help a little bit.
My bad, DZ. There you go. So, okay, wait. You say not the jerk, which is my side, DZ.
Yeah. Right.
I say not the jerk because I say you don't bring your family
but she's not
on the
really,
girls' trip.
She's not bringing them on the girls' trip. It's just the same state, the same place, at the same time, happen to be in the same town. Mm-hmm. So what? Different Airbnbs, though.
Listen, I think Robin has a great point of view, okay? Robin knows what's going on. Not the jerk.
I had a girls' trip where last minute a husband was invited. He ended up not going. The husband took over the trip, and there was a huge fight there, and there was hurt feelings after the trip.
No. Okay, so
it's a girls' trip, not the jerk.
So when the husband showed up, took over the trip, you know, plenty of people ended up just all hurt about it because, you know, I'm sorry, but you can't join on a trip that wasn't originally yours and then declare yourself the leader.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah,
that's not 100%. Gonna fly.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Well, you know what? You have a great point of view. You call again, Robin. You too. Bye. All right, let's go to Courtney in Racine this morning. Hey, Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
So Robin in West Bend said, and not the jerk for telling your friend she could not come on or not bring your family on the girls' trip.
Mm-hmm.
When I say it like that, it seems obvious.
Ish.
Well, yeah. Courtney is going the other way. I can't believe this. You're going to say she's a jerk?
He is the jerk.
Why?
Because they're adults. They can go do their own thing. Okay, if she meets them for lunch one day out of the trip, they're getting a separate Airbnb. She's not asking them to go to the Airbnb that's already booked.
Why go on a trip with your... I don't know. I understand what you're saying. It's like if you go to a... let's say all the girls go to Seattle. I'm just painting a hypothetical.
Yeah.
We all go to Seattle and DZ's like... DZ's one of the girls. He's like, one of my friends lives here and he disappears to go have lunch. I'd be down for that. But if you bring somebody on the trip, now I'm irritated.
Now you're irritated?
Now I'm irritated. Even if they're at a separate Airbnb, you're killing... The whole vibe of the girls' trip is now not the trip you had.
You don't think it's possibly jealousy because they expanded and one, saving a little money, two, bringing their significant other, and three, making like a double trip out of it.
Maybe I'm trying to punish her, maybe.
I mean,
now you get the comforts of home.
Yeah.
But think about it. You don't sleep right next to your homies during the trip. Sure, you might be up late doing
whatever. Yes, you do. On girls' trips, you do. On girls' trips, we all share beds.
Okay, whatever.
Not in a weird way, though.
I know. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if she wants to at 3 a.m., when you guys are done having fun, girls' night, whatever, wants to go to her Airbnb where her husband and mom are and sleep cuddled up next to her mans, why are you going to stop that?
Because it's a girls' trip, that's
why.
Dang it. Courtney accidentally said exactly when I talked.
She was agreeing with me, though.
I know. The timing worked out for me, though.
But her ultimatum would just be like, I'm not going on the girls' trip because I was already planning a trip with my family and I can only afford one trip.
True. And I'm not going to pay for two B&Bs.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Courtney, you know what? Yeah. You're going the opposite. Jerk. I like it when people stand their ground, though.
Courtney, you call back anytime.
So rude. I respect it. Bye, Courtney. Love you.
Bye.
Much love, Courtney.
Love you. Oh, we are split down the middle now. I really just thought everybody would agree with me.
I low-key thought it was going to be like that, too.
Really? I'm surprised people are like, yeah, bring your family on the girls' trip.
I guess it depends how long the trip was planned. If y'all had this trip planned, just, you know, overnighted it, and we're like, oh, yes, girls, we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the family's like, wait, we were talking about going to Disney, too. Can we just come at the same time? We'll all save a little bit of money? No, you're definitely the jerk then. But if y'all had this trip planned for, let's say, a year.
Yeah.
Or you know, at least 6 months or more. Then jerky to add them last second going, hey, y'all mind? It matters.
Oh my gosh. I have to read this text. You're going to die.
What's up?
Somebody texted in and said, a girl did this to us in the Dells for a girls' weekend, but she brought her fling and didn't tell us until we saw him in the hotel room. She was cheating.
Nah, son. Uh-oh.
I got goosebumps.
That's different. Okay, no.
Bro, that is shady. Now you're using your friend. Oh, I
egregious.
Hate that girl
now,
so
now,
much.
Now that's just egregious.
Get some new, I don't like that girl. Okay, let's go to Brian in Oconomowoc. Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Tiebreaker,
good morning.
Brian.
Hi, welcome to the show. So you're the tiebreaker, Brian?
Yeah, so I'm kind of, you know, I'm going with the, you know, it's a girl's trip. I mean.
Yeah.
unless you're cool with your parents, you want to, you know, you want to let them know what's really going down, you might want to keep them out of that situation, you know?
He's saying, so are you saying she's a jerk for telling her, or
no,
not the jerk?
Not a jerk.
Yes!
Not a jerk.
He says not the jerk, DZ.
He's agreeing with you.
Mm-hmm.
This guy.
And it's a dude.
Yeah.
Brian,
well,
Brian.
In a sense, like, if you think about it, like, I got a lot of friends who I'm cool with the family.
Yeah.
But
sure.
This is a different situation. That's mm-hmm. like girls' time, last hurrah.
Like, you
gotta
let
that one go.
Imagine if Brian.
It is a 30th birthday, too.
And Brian and DZ, imagine this. It's a guy's trip, and one of the dudes says, hey, yo, my wife and my mom are going to be in the Airbnb. Now you're still going to be like, yeah.
In Airbnb? No. No.
At
no.
their own Airbnb?
Well, it depends
you're
what
okay.
the mom
at
looks like,
Airbnb.
You know? I mean, you gotta address every situation there, you know?
It depends on what the mom looks like.
He said, listen, what's the word? Is mom single, right? too? Like, where's dad? I ain't hear dad at all in the story. So
he's at home watching the, you know, the dog or something, you know?
Brian, you're hysterical. Oh, God. All right, Brian, okay. Love you. Call back, please, God.
I will. Hey, am I still on the radio?
Yes, you are. Do you want to talk to us off the radio?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, well, hold on Brian.
Hold on,
my guy.
This sounds important.
And shout out to Angel and Racine. Our Lyft driver was on hold. I'm sorry, Angel. I was scared somebody was going to get in your car and you weren't going to be able to talk to us. I'm sorry.
I do have a rider.
Oh, you do have a rider.
He is okay with it.
Oh, perfect.
Well, tell him we said, what up?
What up, rider?
And ask him why it's not the jerk. Oh, he said hi.
He said, I'll say what up for myself. I guess you get an honorary answer, y'all, both of y'all.
Well, is she the jerk for telling the friend she can't bring her other family on the girls' trip, guys?
How do you feel? I say not the jerk because everybody has their opinion and they can go if they want to go. But how do
True.
You feel?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
He said either which
He's
way,
like,
I'm a dude.
I love it that we just put some random guy on the air. This is phenomenal. Hey, what's your name, dude? You can lie if you want.
My name's Rogelio.
Rogelio!
Hey! Epa. Well, hello.
Hey, that's where he's from, though.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, hell. Goodbye.
Hey, but he's in Milwaukee, though. So
yeah,
he's where it matters. He's where it matters.
No, they're in Racine.
Well, close enough.
Well, thanks for calling, Angel, and your writer. What was his name again?
Rogelio.
Rogelio. Sounds sexy.
You didn't even mention the jab.
He what?
I said you didn't even slur the name. You said it perfect.
Oh, good.
Well, I am Hispanic. You know what I mean?
DZ is Colombian.
I'm talking about Ellie.
Oh, she's... Well, maybe I'm Hispanic, too, and you just didn't know.
Hey, you hang out with Latinos long enough, y'all know what happens.
Now I'm speaking Spanglish. Look at me over here. All right. Bye, you guys. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Be safe.
Peace, y'all. You,
you too. Oh, that's so funny. I mean, I took a lot... I've talked about this. I took 4 years in high school. I minored in college.
Yeah.
So there is... I can... If it gets brought, when you start speaking it, it comes back. But if I don't use it, I forget it all.
We joke about it a lot, like you're just now learning Spanish for the first time.
No.
You're not. You're seasoned. And you
can tell. Don't push it. I'm not seasoned.
I ain't trying to gas you up, but you can tell with the way you say things and
really?
The accents that you use. You could always tell, and a native speaker can always tell somebody that has studied the language
really?
Versus somebody that has not.
100%. This just made my day.
Well, don't let it go to your head.
It did, though.
It's too late, DZ.
Really
it's too late.
I want to be
Soy Latina.
Hello. Me llamo Ellie.
Well, then you're going to say hola, not hello.
All right. I'm a nut. Okay. It is not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
We went all the way back around for that. We have to give away these tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, a 4-pack.
Do we got to? Are we jerks if we don't?
Yes, we are jerks
okay,
if we don't. So let's give them away. You are going to get a 4-pack to the Wisconsin State Fair, 414-533-1037. Are we going to really take caller?
No, we're not. Don't do that to us.
I'm doing it. Caller 44.
Fine.
Give him a chance to get in. The phone lines are hard.
No, you're
414-533-1037. Good luck. You're going to the fair. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias.
Good morning. All right. So we're giving away these tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. And you're never going to believe who caller 44 is.
Bro, dedication pays off.
It does.
Really does for more than one thing. And,
it sure
and when,
does.
When it comes proven, it comes proven.
Oh, I'm not even ready. It's unbelievable because it's one of our regulars.
It's one of the homies.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear the song, you're going to be like, oh, snap.
Well, if I ever get it up, because I'm the pilot, and welcome to my life, everybody. I'm a hot mess. Ah, there it is. There it is. Okay, she's caller 44, Anna in Sherman Park. Anna, good morning.
Wake up, Milwaukee. I just won.
Hey. And she's at work right now, so she's yelling at work, just so you know.
Yes, Anna, you're going to the fair. You got four tickets. What's your favorite thing about the fair?
Music therapy.
Say less. Say less.
Walk around, enjoy the music and the bands. Maybe you go to Boys to Men or Neo. My Neo tickets were in here when I came in today.
Oh.
And DZ may be there, but we're going to talk about that next. Hold on.
We'll see.
We have exciting news for you.
We got some tings. We got some tings to talk about.
Well, Anna, you're going. Hold on. I got to get some more info from you, okay?
Sweet.
All right. Hold on, girl.
Dog. I'm excited.
I always joke and I'm like, our regulars, but they work the hardest to get in. They should be winning stuff. I mean, it's surprising when they don't.
You can't be mad at them, right? I sometimes get surprised they don't win more often
because
they just figure out the sauce sometimes. Mm-hmm. Hey, the dedication works.
It works. Well, we are going to give away more tickets at 8:40. You're going to see Boys to Men at the Wisconsin State Fair because we're giving away a lot of tickets this week to the fair. So another chance coming up at 8:40. All right.
Same time. Every day?
Tomorrow, same time for the four pack. Yeah. Hold on, though. Big update. I actually screamed and jumped up and down in the studio when DZ said something to me today.
Stop capping. You almost tackled me.
I did almost tackle you.
You almost tackled me.
I almost made your injury worse. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Morning, chat.
Hi. Well, we're here. It's Allie and DZ. And I was very excited when you told me the big news this morning.
Yeah. You were almost more excited than I was.
Yeah, I started jumping up and down. I started screaming. I was like, DZ, this is the best day ever. Because I came in, I saw there were Neo tickets, you know, for me and at the fair because we have a VIP suite and we got to hang out with our listeners. And I mean, I just didn't know if you were going to be able to be there because you can't do stairs and, you know, you're still working on PT after your knee surgery, but you had PT yesterday.
I had PT yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm technically on week 8. And yeah, that was a worry. It was like, man, I'm still using crutches. I haven't been necessarily cleared for stairs yet.
Mm-hmm.
What am I gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what, y'all?
What?
PT done gave me some good news.
This is where I lost it, you guys. This is where I started jumping up and down and screaming.
First things first, your boy is cleared to be one crutch less.
Woo! Yes. You're a winner! You went from 2 to 1.
I can now use one crutch moving around. And there was like, this isn't normal that we let people just jump.
You're not supposed to go this soon, huh?
Jump quick. Jump this quick, but you've proven yourself worthy, you know?
You and I are the same. People, we have a lot of similarities where when we want something, we want it.
We want it. And
you and I are very like, and then we go get it. You and I are very like that. And I see that in you. You're very ambitious and you just want to, I can see you.
We're motivated.
You're always doing your exercises.
I'm doing exercises right now.
There are people that go and don't do a thing except, I mean, I watch my mom only do her exercises at PT and it's heartbreaking.
Nope.
And you're like, you're not going to get better if you don't do your exercises. So I see how motivated you are, DZ. And I'm not surprised that you're making a comeback like you are, because when do we find out though, if it actually regenerated, you know, everything in your knee, if it grew back, do we do another X-ray?
I'm thinking now it's probably going to be at the 12-week mark. So, yeah, about, you know.
How many weeks are we at?
Week 8. So about 4 more weeks, and then maybe they do another scan. I don't know if I get another MRI, an X-ray, or whatever, because I haven't even gotten to that part of the conversation.
Yeah.
I get too excited with all the news they be giving me, I forget to ask. But they said, hey, you can start using one crutch when you're sore, when it hurts, when you feel it.
Yeah, how much are you in pain? Like, what's your pain level on a 1 to 10?
I'd call it a 6.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, but it's like a healing 6 where it's not constant, right?
Has it gone down?
And it's soreness, it's not pain, it's more the stiffness, it's when I'm moving that it ramps up.
You feel like a 40-year-old person.
Kinda.
Yeah, I honest to God. If I don't move, I feel like I can't move anymore.
It's horrible.
Yeah, I have to go to the gym, yeah.
And, you know, and partly it's because I have muscles that have really not been in use, have partial atrophy that I need to get reworked up, restrengthened, because my leg is just hanging. My quad, my adductor, my hamstrings, all of that is
putty.
I can see you have one strong quad and one weak quad. We were looking at this yesterday. You're like, look at my thighs. And you were like, look at this. And one is literally like, rawr. Like you can see the muscle just sticking out. And the other one's like,
you haven't used me in months.
Right. Literally. Yeah. But with that, with one crutch is going to come a stronger leg. Mm-hmm. Right? Now on one crutch, guess what else I could do?
This is where I got really excited.
I'm cleared to do stairs,
which the first thing I said to you this morning was, how are you can't do the VIP suite at the fair? It's stairs.
It's all stairs.
And then you said,
Oh, don't you worry. I went, clearance. I could do stairs now, son. Especially if there's a handrail. I'm even safer with a handrail.
It's not the same without you, DZ. I need you there. I need my partner there. We're going to the fair, baby. It's happening. Are you going to go?
As long as I'm cleared to go, which means I'm cleared to go. DZ, Ali, Neo, Kiss FM, VIP.
August 2nd.
It is happening. It's going down.
I'm excited. Are you really cleared for it?
I really am cleared for it. I'm cleared to do so much more.
We just got to get you up there and sit you down. And you'll be fine.
They even got to talking about seeing if I can start walking without my brace.
That's a big deal.
Oh, this is a huge deal.
Because, you couldn't even bend your knee after the knee surgery, right? It had to be straight, and now you can bend it a little?
The knee had to be straight. It had to be locked, and then it could only be moved in the passive motion machine, which is now gone out of my house. I've given it back to Joints in Motion. I no longer have a CPM machine. Thank you. That's what it felt like being in that machine. But now I'm just doing my own exercises.
Give the guy a jazzercise class stat.
I'm bending my leg on my own willpower, and guess what? I'm going to be bending it at Neo. Because your boy is cleared for action.
Yes, I'm so excited.
All the things
I'm
that I've
so
been worried
excited.
About. All the things that I've been working
That's
towards.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to ask you, I know you're learning. When stuff like this happens, you realize how much you take for granted.
Yep.
Like movement, mobility, having a leg, having a knee that moves, all these things.
Being able to stand up whenever, however, freely.
Walking. We take it for granted, right? Until we can't do it.
Till you can't.
So what is it that you most miss now that you're 7 weeks in, you've had a lack of mobility because you're basically on crutches, you can't go upstairs. Now you can. What have you missed the most about your life since you haven't been able to do?
Driving. Seriously, driving.
You feel it takes. You know how much of your independence gets taken away when you can't drive. Mm-hmm. It is a real emotional, mental thing for a lot of people.
Yeah,
especially when you get older. Yeah.
Had the surgery been on my left leg, I would have been driving.
Mm.
This wouldn't have been a problem. This wouldn't have been an issue. But since it is my right leg, the dominant leg in cars, for most cars, I should say, it took me out, and it still has taken me out. I don't know if I should say this.
Say it.
We went to an empty parking lot yesterday.
Did you drive?
I got in a car.
Did you wreck?
No, the car's still okay.
Thank God.
And everybody that was in the vehicle is too.
You drove yesterday?
I did a circle. I figure ate it and then went, okay, Aaron, you can get back in the driver's seat.
It wasn't
too
working.
Too much.
Put on cruise control.
I can't sit comfortably yet, but that's coming next. That's next.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm so excited for you, DZ.
Thank you.
Seriously. And now we're going to the fair.
We're going to the fair. 8 days away.
Let's go.
We're good.
A happy fourth birthday to your little son, Sammy.
To our firstborn.
My nephew, little Sammy.
We got a 4-year-old, y'all.
So stinking cute.
It's crazy.
And so it's a big day at your house. And we found out you got cleared to do stairs.
Yep. We got cleared to do stairs. I got cleared to walk a little bit more. I can still sit when I need to, roll when I can if my leg's tired. So I still got to be careful, but I'm progressing along and it feels so good.
I love it. Well, I was going to talk about, can we talk about the cake for a second? The birthday cake.
Okay.
Because we're going to give away tickets. I know we were going to talk about hair, but hold on. You said, does Sammy want an ice cream cake? What's the story here? What's the deal with the cake?
Sammy all of a sudden had this notion, what was it, yesterday or the day before? We asked him, and I think he might have been here. Mm-hmm. They came to visit
maybe
us
I did
the
ask.
Studio, and he said he wanted an ice cream cake.
And was that the first time you had heard that?
This year, yeah. This is the first at all we're hearing that he wants an ice cream cake.
You made him a monster truck cake for his party on Saturday, but
Today's
his actual birthday. Is he getting a cake today?
I mean, yeah, we want to get him a little something today, but we weren't thinking a little ice cream cake.
Ice cream cakes are expensive. When my friends are like, I want an ice cream cake, I'm like, those are $50. I can get you the Costco cake for
And he's particular, so when I say he wants an ice cream cake, he doesn't want whatever ice cream cake you bring him.
Like Baskin Robbins, he doesn't want that or Dairy Queen?
He wants basically a custom ice cream cake where he said he wants chocolate outside.
Well, so we all do.
And strawberry inside.
Oh.
So I'm assuming...
It's creative.
The strawberry's got to be strawberry ice cream.
Yeah.
And then the cake is going to be chocolate cake.
You'll never find that. You're going to have to pre-order it. You're never going to get that. You're done. You. You're not having that.
Today's the actual day.
So I have an idea. Why don't you go buy a tub of strawberry, a tub of chocolate, just mold it out yourself.
Like strawberry ice cream and chocolate ice cream?
And just then try to mold out a cake somehow.
And then what? We buy a pre-made cake and then we cut out the center? Because sure. That's a pretty good idea.
Honest to God, why not?
It's not bad.
Thank you. That's I actually thought of that on the fly, and I thought, why not? Why can't you go get... He's four. He's not going to know. Yeah. Get a tub of strawberry for, what, $3? I was going to say a dollar, but everything went up now. So let's say it's three or four.
Just get Neapolitan. They sell strawberry and chocolate together.
Even better.
One tub.
And then you're going to be like, look, it's an ice cream cake. He's not going to know the difference. You're going to cut it down the middle. The strawberry ice cream's going to be in the middle.
And hear me out. We even level it up a notch because then we'll get a chocolate cake. We chop the top off the chocolate cake.
Now you're getting creative. Now the creative juices are flowing.
We'll cut out the center. We'll cut out the center so the edges still are cake, basically.
Yeah.
But then we could fill the inside with the ice cream,
mm-hmm.
Put the top back on.
Exactly.
Put it in the freezer for an hour. And then we cut it, and he's like, oh my gosh, ice cream cake.
See?
Hey, yo.
You just made an ice cream cake for your son. And we're not even bakers. Look at us.
Look at us.
You've made a monster truck cake this week. Now, you're going to have a cake business in no time, DZ.
At this rate, watch out.
Honest to God, you could do anything.
Cakes
by
DZ.
I mean, is Pinterest still around?
DZ's
Get
cakes.
Get on Pinterest. DZ's cakes.
And I'm not talking about my buns.
It's going to be right next to your Colombian food truck. We're going to have DZ's cakes.
We got the empanada spot and the panaderia right next to it, son.
Oh, it's going to be so good. Well, I think you should do that.
Actually, I think I might. That's a pretty
honest to God, because do you have a cake for him? Or you said you were going to get a little something.
We haven't bought one yet because, mm-hmm. You know, the cake that we had for his birthday is gone. Everybody piled through that bad boy.
Thing looked amazing.
It was good.
It should be gone because that party was on Saturday. Today is Thursday. There should be no cake left over past Monday, okay?
True.
If not Sunday.
And there was not.
Good.
But
good.
We want to get him a little something now because obviously we want to acknowledge the fact that it is his date of birth and we want him to know the difference. This was your party. Today you were actually born. Today you changed our lives. Mm. So yeah, we're going to do something for you. We got him presents.
Yeah.
We woke him up with balloons and streamers this morning. So we're gonna do our own little family celebration, if you will.
Oh, I love that for him. Well, Christy in Germantown texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. Christy said, get strawberry flavored ice cream. I bet she's stealing our thunder. She said, get strawberry flavored ice cream sandwiches and chocolate flavored ice cream sandwiches and layer them in a pan and call it a cake.
Ooh.
Genius.
That's even less work.
He's four. He doesn't know.
He doesn't care. We could even frost the sides.
Yes,
so what?
Frost it. You're a genius, Christy. Thank you.
Christy, you
know
what,
Christy?
The game.
You're going to work at the cakes food truck when he opens it.
You're hired.
You are so hired. Wow.
I mean, that's a better idea than our idea. I ain't going to lie to you, G. Aww. We were doing too much work with our idea.
Yeah.
That's just unwrapping ice cream sandwiches and putting them in a bag.
That is amazing. That is amazing. All right. I love that. 414-533-1037 if you want to give DZ any ideas. Because, come on, he's four. When he's like eight, you can really go hardcore and put more into the cake. But you could do the ice cream sandwiches easily.
He's decided, though. So if we don't have an ice cream cake, it's going to be a problem.
Well, you got a problem. Get to it, guy. Somebody texted in. Please sign your name. They said pudding with Oreos on top. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ talking about DZ's son's birthday cake today because he's Sammy turned four. Oh, I put the wrong mic on. I'm sorry.
My bad.
It just says pudding with Oreos on top. I guess regular pudding.
I don't think he'll be fooled by that.
He's
going to be like, wait a second. This is just Oreo. Yeah.
True.
Nah, that's a step down. I'm sorry.
Well, Caitlin is calling from Elkhorn. Hi, Caitlin. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. So we're talking about DZ's son, Sammy. It's his fourth birthday.
Our oldest.
Oh, your baby.
Our young samurai.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And so what do you think he should do about the cake? You have some advice?
I have some advice. I'm a teacher of elementary kids, and when we have celebrations, we do the ice cream sandwich thing too. But instead of making it a big cake, just get Sammy a Neapolitan ice cream sandwich that's got all those flavors he wants in it. And stick a candle in it, and then he can do the toppings he wants. He can put chocolate sauce. He could put sprinkles. Oh. He could put whipped cream.
Ooh.
And then he's like making his own little special cake with whatever he wants.
Yeah, yeah. We can even do frosting if he wants. We can do a little birthday cake ice cream bar.
You could.
Ooh.
You could do a lot.
So fun. And you can stick a candle right in that.
Yeah.
Dare I say, this is cute.
It is. It is.
This is a cute idea.
Love it. Well, good idea, Caitlin. I love the ideas.
You're welcome.
That's
Happy
awesome.
Birthday.
Thank you. We appreciate it. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That was a great suggestion.
That was a great suggestion. What is your favorite suggestion so far? Because I love the one where you just put ice cream sandwiches in a pan and tell them it's an ice cream cake.
Well, I was really excited about chopping a cake, like a whole cake.
And just putting ice cream in the middle.
And scooping giant globs of ice cream in it. But
hell,
that's going to be a lot of work.
It's a lot.
And you got to work fast because it's going to start to melt.
And he's going to be there and try to mess with it. And...
You feel me? So that's not going to work. That really motivated me to get this going. Mm-hmm. But then the layered ice cream cake seemed genius because you don't got to work as fast against the clock. You could take your time, frost it nice, make it all decorative and whatever. Oh. But then Caitlin just called.
Yeah. And said,
decorate your own little individual. Don't forget putting it in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
Even less work.
Yep.
All you got to do is unwrap it.
Yep.
And let him make the mess. They're going to make a mess regardless.
Fun.
Now he gets to customize his own little cake.
I love it.
What child doesn't want to customize their own cake?
Of course she's a teacher. She would have something creative like that.
Yeah.
That's so smart.
That was
so
good.
Let him do it. Saucy's the one who texted in pudding with Oreos on top. She wrote, it was me, Saucy.
What? Do better, Sauce.
Saucy, I love
Be
you.
Be more like
so
Caitlin.
Funny.
Jokes, we love you, Saucy.
All right, so we're talking about DZ's son's birthday cake. Sammy is 4 today. I thought it was interesting how you said you never called him Sam in his life, which I appreciate. Don't do it.
Yeah, no, we've never called him Sam.
But, it doesn't fit him.
But Sammy wants an ice cream cake.
Okay, well, Shoop's on the phone. You know, he's on summer vacation because he's a math teacher.
Math man.
John Shoop, good morning.
What's going on, guys? How you been?
Well, it's a teacher segment we're learning. All the teachers are here for us today with the advice for DZ. Hi, John.
Hello. I have to ask a question. What's about the strawberries? Is the strawberries a thing that he needs inside of it?
He wants the ice cream. So when he said he wants the inside to be strawberry, I took it as he wants the ice cream to be strawberry flavored.
Oh, is Shoop saying he might want fruit? He might want strawberry filling. We need to clarify.
We do got
to
clarify.
Is he going to come get you?
Yeah, obviously.
So when he comes in the studio, stop it. When he comes to get you, since you can't drive with your wife, obviously your wife's driving, I'm going to be like, Sammy.
Should I
be like, what kind of inside?
If they get here fast enough, we could ask them on air.
Sammy!
Okay, never mind.
Now we got
too excited about that. No.
I love that kid. Aw, he's so cute. Even when he's pushing buttons, he shouldn't be.
Shoot, that's a valuable point, though, because he very well might mean that he wants actual fresh strawberries on the inside. Because
that's what my mom would do. We would always freeze strawberries and then melt them. All
Freeze.
Over everything.
Yum. Oh, that's so
right?
good.
And then, and then they run.
Like
I know.
Right. Absolutely. They'd run over everything.
Yes.
So you get like a small cupcake. You get a small cake. If it's an ice cream cake, cool. But we would always get strawberries that we could kind of just flop over everything.
Shoot, might be onto something.
Seriously.
We
got to
clarify because I could have made a grave mistake had we not talked to him today.
Mm-hmm.
For real, he could very well mean fresh strawberries, and he doesn't care what ice cream was on the inside.
Wow. Well, this was a good point, John Shoop, and we now have a totally different discussion. Thank you.
We're enlightened and no less help. Thanks, Shoop.
We love you.
Thought we had it figured out.
Now we have more questions. Okay, bye, Shoop.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you back.
Hey, we don't mind a thinker, though. He gave us more questions, but he's thinking, you know?
You
so
think
that's
you
fine.
Got it figured out, and it never
you
is.
Don't.
You can always take it a step further.
Devin and Racine said, for Sammy's ice cream cake, I would make 2 to 8 inch chocolate cakes, cool them completely, then put strawberry ice cream in the middle and freeze together a stacked 2-tier cake. Once frozen, I would then frost the cake and serve shortly after. Thank you, Devin and Racine. That's too much work.
Devin, you don't realize we need this in an hour, not in a day. If we had this conversation yesterday, chef's kiss advice.
We still wouldn't put all that work in, though. That's crazy. It's not even my kid.
No,
like, we're not doing that much.
Devin don't know that.
Hold on. Is that Mason Crosby?
Mason, what up, big dog?
He's like, don't tell people I'm
here. He said, hold on, man. Y'all are making it hot.
Mason Crosby can't get in the building.
We got to let this man in.
This is hysterical.
We got to let this man
in. Nobody's letting the guy in the building.
We got you, Poppy. We got you.
We got a Green Bay Packer trying to get in. Okay, listen. We got to give away tickets, though, too.
We got a lot happening.
This is hysterical. I can't even let Mason in because...
And the fact that you knew who it was, I'm proud of you.
Should I treat him... I'm going to treat him like he's a regular person. I'm not telling anybody he's out there. Somebody else can figure it out. Because if I stop the show to go tell somebody to let him in, I'm acting like he's... No, he's one of us.
We go open the door and be like, are you here to see somebody? What's up, man? What's your name?
He's on our sports station, if you guys are wondering why Mason Crosby's here. It was just funny that he's locked out of all days, and we're watching him in the window. A Packer going, can you guys let me into work?
He's waving like everybody that comes to visit, like, hey,
he's like, hello?
My
hello?
Fob ain't working.
His fob isn't working. Okay, tickets to the fair.
Boys to Men, then Mason Crosby.
Then Mason Crosby. 103.7, Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good news, somebody let Mason in the building. We're good.
And it wasn't us.
Because we're on the air. It's pretty funny. We're like, sorry, can't let you in. We're busy.
My bad.
All right, Sarah is on the phone in Maguanago. Sarah texts in all the time. And I said I love it because she only calls when she wants to win. And guess what, Sarah? I have good news. You're going to see Boys to Men.
Yeah, girl.
I've been calling all the time. I never get through.
It's hard. So it's hard. And we got a lot of phone lines. And it's hard to get in.
Yep.
Trust me.
But
so
here we are today, girl.
Well, congratulations.
How exciting.
I know. You're going to the fair. You're going to see Boys to Men on August 1st. What's your favorite thing about the fair?
Oh, man. Besides the food, probably... People watching.
I was waiting. Where are my people watchers at?
I will sit on a bench in the middle of that courtyard for hours all day. And I will only get up to get a pork chop on a stick and come right back and sit down.
I'll pop into the expo when I need to cool off.
Amen, DZ. Amen. Not trying to bring you down, DZ, but I have to point out something to everyone. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, I forgot you're on mic three. My bad. We had mic issues if you've been listening to the whole show, and I forgot we switched areas. DZ, what did you say?
Sorry. I said, how would you be bringing it down, though?
Because I'm going to talk about two celebrities dying, and the fact that I thought about this yesterday. We talked about how Ozzy Osbourne passed away at 76, mm-hmm. right? Surprise, but not a surprise, really. Let's be real, it's Ozzy.
Sad, but right.
How he made it the last 30 years is beyond me, okay?
He had health issues, which, yeah.
From all the years and years of alcohol and drug abuse. Mm-hmm. So he died, but the same day, was it the same day? Malcolm Jamal Warner, a.k.a. Theo.
Theo Huxtable.
Died. He drowned, which was crazy. I haven't even read the whole story on that, by the way. I just know he drowned.
He drowned in Costa Rica. That's on vacation.
What?
Yeah.
In his 50s. Like, in no 50s. Reason to be not here.
100% healthy, no ailments.
Was there a current or something?
Listen, when I say I haven't given myself the ability or even the chance, because I'm crazy. Like, that's wild.
Yeah. Sorry, I should know the details on this, guys. But no, where okay. I was going with this was Malcolm Jamal Warner dies from the Cosby Show. Mm-hmm. Ozzy Osbourne dies. If you're under the age of 20, I apologize right now. These two people have now died. But they always come in threes.
Oh.
That's where I got scared the other day. I go, wait a second. They always say that this happens with celebs in threes. They so I'm like, did somebody else die we don't know about so I can feel better and move on with my life? Because I don't want to, I'm not putting that, I don't want to manifest anything. But you know how this goes every time. They're like, oh no, somebody like Michael Jackson. They yep. do this with everybody. Kobe. It's like, I don't even.
And then a few more people passed around the same time where it's like, it might happen in the rule of three. And to be honest with you, you got me thinking, which prompted me to then do some research, and it depends
on... Yeah, who died? 414-533-1037.
It depends on how you feel about it, but another recent passing, July 3rd...
it's too far away. Wait, what's today?
Today
the 24th. Oh, duh, the 24th.
So still the same month, but not technically even the same weeks.
Who was it?
Michael Madsen. He was an actor. He was in Reservoir Dogs. He was in Kill Bill, Free Willy, The Hateful Eight. So it's like, if you're not familiar with him, which I'm not by name, when I see him in the movies, I'm like, oh yeah. When you see his face, you're like, oh yeah. But it's not like an Ozzy. It's not like an Ozzy. Mm-hmm. It's not the Theo Huxtables of the world where I'm like going, oh my gosh, Malcolm Jamal Warner passed away.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a third, and I feel like I got a knock on wood on that one.
Yeah, well, hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Allison from Racine.
My girl!
Hey, Allison.
Good morning, Allison, with the great name.
Good morning, guys.
You hear what I'm talking about? How we had Malcolm Jamal Warner die, Ozzy died, and then I got scared when I thought about it. I don't think it's Michael Madsen. He's too far away.
Yeah, I think I agree. He's too far away.
Okay, so I know of two other people who have died.
Oh. This is so bad.
One who died 3 days before Ozzy.
Who?
Julian McMahon, the actor.
Who's
from
Nat
Nip and Tuck and from Charmed. He was 54.
Julian what?
No.
Julian McMahon.
Oh, snap.
Do you know who that is, DZ? You said it like you were sad.
No, by name. Oh. No, you see his face and you're like, oh, this guy? I didn't know he passed.
Wait, how did he die?
I don't know the Marvel people.
It says lung metastasis.
Whoa.
Yes, it was a complication from cancer, but he recently died.
Oh.
And then also, week before him was Anna, the chef Anna. I don't remember her last name.
Okay.
She was a Food Network star from Worst Chefs of America and whatever.
Wait, did you say Worst? She said Worst Chefs of America? Is that what show she was on?
Dang.
She's a chef, so Anna she was Olsen? One of the coaches on that show.
Anna Olsen, is that it?
No.
No, it was a B.
Anne Burrell. You're thinking about Anne Burrell. She was kind of like a comedic relief. She was like think about her as like the female version of Gordon Ramsay.
I've
in
seen
a way.
Her.
Exactly.
She's got like really short hair, like a pink haircut with really white hair.
Right. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, but like she's older. She's
the pixie cut.
Yeah. She is actually in her late 50s, and she's got white hair. Okay.
And we know people pass.
And hers was sudden, too. So, I mean, honestly, in the last month,
how did she die? Oh, possible overdose. Oh, man.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Shoot. Okay, so, Allison, you're at least helping with... So, okay, as other people have died...
Julian McMahon.
But they don't...
Anne Burrell.
They don't fall in the category of Ozzy and Theo from the Cosby Show.
So, are you theorizing that there's possibly one more?
No, there. But no. I think... No. I put that in the universe.
Enough. I don't know. You know, when I found out about Ozzy, I cried for a good day.
Really?
So,
wow.
I don't need any support people that I've looked up to, that's what's sad. And that's when you realize that you're getting older.
Girl,
when
don't start.
That you, well, the people that you idolized and looked up to and admired when you were growing up are passing away. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Wait, I told DZ this the other day. I go, it's getting weird for me now when I go to the doctor or the dentist and we're like the same age or I'm
or
older.
Younger, yeah.
And I'm like, excuse me, when you go to the doctor, it's supposed to be an old person. And you're younger than me, so make it make sense right now.
I need a different doctor.
I need an old guy.
But people who are my age or like look around my age and I go places and they call me ma'am.
What's
your
age?
Can you watch? I am 44.
Oh, girl, please. That's the new 34. Come on. You're fine.
Right? Listen, not to these kids, though.
Well, Channing Tatum called me ma'am. I bring it up every time Lord. We go there, and I get very triggered by the still whole thing because I still want to sleep with him, and he called me ma'am. I was so mad. So mad.
Allie, I have to tell you, you know, you crack me up with your stories of your 20-year-old. Because to me, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, anything below 35, ew.
I agree. He's 27. I agree.
Let me tell you what, he does not agree.
He doesn't mind. He likes older women. I have not done anything.
They all do, Allie. They all do.
I've never... I've never done anything more than kiss him because I feel like I'm going to prison if I do, even though he's 28.
That's like a hard left.
Sorry, enough of me. Allison, thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Have a great day. Love you
too. We love you
love
back.
You. I had to get her off because I was doing that thing where I was oversharing and I was spitting everything out because she brought it up and she got me into a corner and I forgot what I was doing.
And we're like, no.
Wait, I'm saying too much.
So hold
DZ
on.
DZ shut it down.
Hold
Thank
on.
God. Thank God. Okay. Listen, I see people are calling. You're more than welcome to call or text, but we're going to play a song and then we're going to do some research and maybe, hopefully, we've already had the third because I don't need another celebrity death.
I've done
do not.
Some thinking and I could see another potential and I hate to say it, but I've got it.
Tell me next.
I'll tell you next.
Unbelievable. All right. Love a good Bieber song. 103.7 Kiss FM. You had me dying yesterday when you go, did you know he's married to a Baldwin? I mean,
it's one of them things that unless you know.
I was cracking up.
You gotta know who the Baldwins are too,
though. So funny. Okay, so we're talking about how two celebrities passed away, Ozzy Osbourne and Malcolm Jamal Warner, Theo from The Cosby Show, only 50, drowned in Costa Rica. And Ozzy, I mean,
76,
let's be, I couldn't
he?
Believe he made it this long, if you want me to be honest, with all the crazy. But, and meaning drug use and alcohol abuse when I say the crazy.
The life he lived leads you to feel he lived a very long, blessed life. 100%.
For real. And he doesn't remember it, but he loved it, I'm sure. Okay, so I was saying to DZ, who's the third? And we had people on the phone. I don't know if our phones are screwed up. They got dropped. Yeah. They had some ideas, so they fell. But somebody texted in, Carmen from Milwaukee said it was a current with Malcolm Jamal Warner. He was swimming in the ocean with his 8-year-old daughter. Oh, I'm going to feel
current.
Sick.
Yeah.
This is like when Naya Rivera
this
died. I feel sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so who is the third then? Because who you said you have someone.
There's some possibles, and one of the
sounds
people
so
that,
bad.
That called and unfortunately dropped had one of the names that they are 100% right, and
who?
They said Phil Collins.
He didn't die.
Not yet.
He's in hospice.
He's got like.
Oh, you think he's the third?
He's got like drop foot or some spinal stuff. He's not doing well health wise, right? I'm not trying to end somebody's life, right? Like,
well,
positive energy.
Phil Collins is old.
Phil Collins got to be in his.
I was
70s
a kid
too.
When he was a very
a man?
Old man.
When
okay,
he was a man?
So then listen, he's not young. He's got to be like 20, 30 years older than me at least.
I have no idea how old Phil Collins is, but he's got to be mid-70s, I'd guess,
but
right?
Isn't he? We know his daughter, Lily Collins. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
She was in The Blind Side.
Oh, that's right.
She's
Lily
a celebrity.
Collins.
She's an actor, and people didn't realize it was his daughter.
I'd be forgetting that.
That's
and
his
then
kid.
It was like, no, that's Phil Collins'
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, random thought there. But,
yes.
Do you think he's the third? But listen,
no,
what day
I don't.
Did they all die, though? We're getting too far away from it. So
it's
maybe nobody else is going to die.
I don't know.
What day did he die?
Because there's more names.
Was it just the other day?
I hate to say, yeah, it was 2 days ago.
Oh, so then we're
still in the window.
Okay, who else besides Phil Collins might die? This sounds so, you guys,
another
this is
person?
So dark. What are we,
and I'm
who
not,
else is on the edge?
I'm no harbinger.
Oh.
I'm just, my gears start turning and my brain starts thinking and I go, oh, maybe, maybe, maybe,
who?
Right? Because it does happen in threes. Aside from Phil Collins, think.
Elton John.
Elton John's health has been declining.
Is Elton John going to die? No.
No. I'm not saying that.
Oh, jeez. You're scaring me.
I'm just saying. Health declining. He's also older, and we're seeing him less and less and less. Last I heard, he had some, like, crazy eye infection.
I thought that him and he was going on tour again, and they wasn't. Maybe that was Billy Joel. Never mind. He's actually got cancer. Yeah, there's so much going on. Oh, my God.
You ready for my last name? And this is the one that I think might be the one. If I'm to like put
who might
it on
be the
anybody.
Third celebrity to die in this week? No, who?
Bruce Willis. He's not doing good.
I forgot how bad he was doing. And I gotta go watch Die Hard tonight.
It might be the last time.
Oh man, don't say that.
What?
DZ.
I'm sorry.
Oh man. Special guest in the studio, DZ. We can't end the show without the special guest. Are you ready for the little victories?
Yeah, why not?
And it's not Mason Crosby. They think it's a Packer. No, it's even better. Hold on.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Are you ready for the little victory, the special guest?
Because you think they got to meet Mason Crosby. No. Mason Crosby got to meet them.
Oh, that's Danny. Why are you hugging me? Why is he hiding? What's the matter? You want to say hello? Feliz cumpleaños, Samuel. Now you're going to be shy?
Oh, now you're all bashful?
Sammy, take my headphones and say hi. Papa and I are on the radio. Here, take those. Put them on.
This is all about you, my boy.
Oh,
it's your fourth
sweetie.
Birthday.
Put your headphones on and you say, now we're on. Hi.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Feliz cumpleaños!
¿Cuántos años tienes, papi?
You gotta say, not hold up your... He's holding up four fingers. Say it. Can you say it? How old? Are you cuatro?
Cuatro.
Four.
Okay. You're four.
I'd cut him off. He's too many four-letter words that he could slip into, so let's just be careful with him. Okay.
And
Papa.
Two. Four and two. That's what we got. Oh, dude.
You hear the two. You can hear the two.
Listen, I hope you have a great birthday. Oh, you're leaving? Oh, Samuel's leaving. Okay.
He heard there was bagels in the kitchen. So
oh, they're
gone.
Not getting bagels without you. Don't worry. He's like, wait. Wait, he's really leaving.
Oh, yeah. You thought.
Oh, Aaron, he's leaving.
We
okay,
don't miss any meals in this household. He wants bagels.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, happy birthday, Sammy.
He said thanks. Bye. Bagels.
He literally walked out of the studio. Okay. Have a great day, everybody. Happy
Love
birthday,
you.
Sammy. Love you. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.